Missouri Net News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. You're going to be voting on a medical marijuana proposal in 2 years if a Columbia marijuana reform advocate is successful. Brian Howsworth reports.
Columbia attorney Dan Veets hopes to get a medical marijuana proposal on the statewide ballot in 2018. Veets says the Missouri legislature is never going to pass what he calls a good medical marijuana law.
I doubt they're going to pass any kind of medical marijuana law. We're not counting on that at all. We are looking to the voters of this state to reform the medical marijuana laws. We hope to have a good medical marijuana proposal on the ballot here in November of 2018.
Veets notes the Journal of the American Medical Association reported in 2014 that states with legal medical marijuana have seen a 20-33% reduction in opioid drug deaths. The Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys opposes Veets' plan. The group tweeted at MissouriNet this week saying, quote, "Trading one drug addiction epidemic for another isn't the answer. Why not end both marijuana and opioid abuse?" End of quote. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
A man accused of rape by a fellow candidate for the Missouri legislature filed a defamation suit against his accuser yesterday. Stephen Roberts Jr. claims Cora Faith Walker committed defamation, malicious prosecution, and inflicted emotional distress. The suit seeks $25,000 for each allegation. Roberts and Walker are both Democrats who are running unopposed in the general election next month. They'll likely serve together in the Missouri House beginning in January. Roberts would represent a district in St. Louis. Walker's area covers an area of North St. Louis County. Former Arkansas governor and two-time Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee is rallying with Missouri Secretary of State candidate Jay Ashcroft today in St. Joseph. Huckabee's also supporting Amendment 6, which is the contentious photo voter ID law that's on the November ballot. Missourians will cast ballots on the issue of campaign finance in November's election. Amendment 2 would cap donations for statewide offices at $2,600 per election. While serving as the state's attorney general, Democratic Governor Jay Nixon won a Supreme Court case to reinstate Missouri's limits. He strongly favors the ballot measure before voters.
I'm hopeful that Missourians once again speak loud and clear and that the politicians listen. I've been for limits the entire time I've been involved.
Opponents of campaign donation limits claim unlimited spending is a form of free speech and should be protected under law. The Municipal League of Metro St. Louis gave its executive board authority to begin talks with St. Louis City about becoming the 97th municipality of the county, doing so yesterday. The executive board of the league is already in favor of the proposal that would reintroduce St. Louis into St. Louis County after 140 years of separation. Texas County sheriffs say the getaway vehicle of a suspected murder has been found, and they think the suspect is still in the area. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.